In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that the iPad has finally been revealed, what will Apple's next big product launch be? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing information about the home buyer tax credit on houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Christine Fiedler. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what is Apple's next big thing gonna be? Tom Beaudet.
Big indeed. Putting their tone-deaf marketing department to further use will be introduced to the 14-inch widescreen Max iPad.
Roxanne Roberts.
Mom's Apple Pie, a 3.14-inch device for female mathematicians.
Luke Burbank.
The iTaste. It's like a regular iPod, but it intuitively knows to display an error message when you try to download a Nickelback song.
Well, if Apple makes any of those panels, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Roxanne Roberts, Luke Burbank, and Tom Beaudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. Thanks so much. This is NPR.